Welcome to the Management Minute with Dr. Donita Brown, where we sit down with business leaders to gain valuable insights and advice on how to navigate the world of management. Whether you're a seasoned manager or just starting out, this podcast is for you. I'm Donita Brown, a professor in the College of Business at Lipscomb University. I'm also an author, speaker, and habit coach. For almost 20 years, I worked in corporate America and managed teams of 2 to 102. Welcome to this week's episode. Today's guest is David Shipman. David, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, let's jump in with your one sentence bio. Now, I'm going to tell you, few people actually give a one sentence bio. So I'm excited to hear your version of the one sentence bio.
Yeah. Hope I don't disappoint.
Well, let's do it.
All right. I am a nonprofit professional, family man who wants to have an impact on a daily basis in the people I come in contact with.
Man, that was a good one sentence bio.
Did the best I could.
I think that is pretty good. I think it is pretty good.
I practice, let's be honest.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Practice is the key to perfection, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, you ready for question number one?
Sure.
Okay. How do your values impact your management philosophy?
Well, my philosophy on a daily basis is to ask myself, why am I doing what I'm doing and how am I doing it? The why, God gave me talent. I think I was given the ability to lead people, and I'm called to do that. 40 years ago, I made a commitment to have a relationship with God, and I need to honor that. And so anything that I do, I try to make sure that I'm doing that. Same with family. 30 years ago, I made a commitment to have a family. And then my family, my parents. What I do as a professional honors my parents, my family, but also how I manage my family. And the decisions that I make have to involve them. And then always looking to the future. What decisions I make today, what do those mean 3 months, 3 years down the road? And making sure I keep that at the front of my mind. Then really it's how do you act? How do you show up on a daily basis? I feel like I'm very authentic. You're going to get what you get on a daily basis. I don't change a whole lot. I'm not a real emotional person. So I think people like that consistency, commitment. I'm committed to my staff. I'm committed to the organization. I've been there 32 years. I don't plan on going anywhere unless they tell me to leave. And then also being adaptable. Had to learn over my career to adapt. I've been through 4 CEO changes. I've had several different supervisors, all needing different things, different types of communication. So being able to adapt and be adaptable. And then last is humble. As a leader, I think showing humility makes you real and, again, makes you authentic and is something that I believe is important in what I do. I oversee 13 membership centers, several program areas. I oversee departments in the association. So I have 9 direct reports. I oversee indirectly 250 people, directors in facilities, executive directors, and then part-time staff. There's another 1,800 that work within the Y.
So it's almost unheard of anymore to hear that somebody says, I have been at my same company for 32 years. So what has kept you at the YMCA of Middle Tennessee for 32 years?
I think the connection to the mission of the Y and an understanding that what we do impacts the community. And being able to see that on a daily basis, if I want to see what we do and the impact it has, all I need to do is walk into a center, sit and have a cup of coffee and listen to the stories being told. So if you're having a bad day as an administrator or a management person, all you got to do is walk downstairs and see the people coming in who that might be their social time as a senior. It might be their one time that they're around people and then they go home and they're alone. And so you get to see that. And then you get to see people make improvements in their physical, spiritual, and mental state coming in that facility. And I don't think you can trade that for anything. I would not go into for-profit. I will always be nonprofit, always be at the Y unless, again, they tell me to leave. But because you see that impact, because I feel tied to the mission, I feel like it fits me well as a person that I am.
And that is great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Ready for question number two?
Sure.
Who or what has had the most impact on your management style?
I would say it's a who, and it's first I'm going to say people in general, which is kind of a cop-out answer. You know, there have been hundreds of people I've come across in 30 plus years inside this organization and out that have had an impact on me as an individual and why I do things the way I do them. and why I manage people the way I manage them. I had a boss, I guess it was probably 16 years ago, I made a change. So I was a direct facility supervisor, made all the decisions in the facility, how we interacted with the community, what programs we did. Mike came to me and said, hey, there's might be an opportunity. And I was like, great, they're getting ready to ask me to fundraise for capital dollars. And I don't think I'm ready for that. I don't think I can do that. And so we had a discussion and I moved from being a decision maker to being an association person and having to work in using influence. I no longer was making decisions for people. And one of the things that he said to me in that process was, make sure you do the hard stuff. Don't skip the hard stuff. Do the stuff other people don't want to do. So I'll give you a story and an example. 2008, we had a drowning at one of our YMCAs, and we had to revamp the whole aquatics program. We had to go in and find another certification, a national program to come in and help us in the middle of summer figure out how we could guard our pools and make them safer. Now you're talking about 20 locations plus 45 bodies of water. It was a big task. And I remember walking into his office and Mike standing at his desk and he goes, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And in a moment of weakness before I could stop myself, I said, oh, I'll do it. No aquatics background. The closest I'd been is I led a staff person who was over aquatics. And for some reason, I just felt like that was my moment to say, hey, I want to do this. This is a big project. This is something that I think is important to the organization and I can do it. And so we trained 600 plus lifeguards. We trained 20 plus directors. And we trained another probably 100 directors on lifeguarding. And then changed all the rules, changed all the programming, did all of that really on the move. The bus was going. We were trying to change and trying to make sure we were as safe as we possibly could be. And so that opportunity changed the trajectory of my career. At that moment, that was the biggest project I'd managed. And my management philosophy came from that of, hey, if I do the hard things and I step in where other people won't, I feel like I'm going to be able to move in this organization and move up in the organization.
And that is a great story. And it's amazing how one terrible event, I mean, you would think of a drowning being a terrible event, probably saved lives of other people and really made the Y a much safer place.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, a program we have today, Learn to Swim, where we teach kids how to swim at the second grade level, that came out of that drowning and the family wanting to be able to say, hey, we need to train kids on how to behave around a pool. We need to teach them how to swim so that they can provide for themselves and get themselves out of the water, which our son could not do.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. Before we get to the next question, let's pause for a quick message about Lipscomb University's College of Business. Are you looking to sharpen your management skills and take your career to the next level? If so, look no further than the MBA program at Lipscomb University. Our part-time program is designed to provide you with the knowledge and the tools you need to excel in today's fast-paced business environment. Lipscomb offers both in-person and online formats that make it a perfect fit for full-time working professionals. Apply now and elevate your management skills. Learn more and apply at lipscomb.edu/business. Are you ready for question number three?
Sure.
What book has made the biggest impact on you?
Gabby told me I couldn't say the Bible. My daughter, for everybody, Gabby is my daughter. She told me I couldn't say the Bible. She can't take the easy answer. So
I'm
not
going to.
We'll do the hard stuff. That's right. The book is actually called Just Mercy by Brian Stevenson. I read the book, I want to say 15 or 16, and there was a quote in there by his grandma, and I'm hoping I'm going to get this right. If you want to learn about the important things, you have to get close. And I was fortunate enough, probably 2 years later, to hear Brian Stevenson talk at our General Assembly, which is all the YMCAs coming together nationally. And he was a keynote speaker. And a majority of his speech was about proximity. Mm. If you want to make a difference in people's life, you have to put yourself within proximity of them. You can't do it from a distance. And that just resonated with me on the why in the programs that we offer, but me with my staff. They're the ones that put the program. I've got an awesome staff team, wonderful staff team. They're the ones that do the programs. My job is to make their job easier. But for me to do that, I have to put myself in proximity of them. And I have to be close to what they're doing and close to them. Doesn't mean you avoid tough decisions because, you know, like, we get a lot done because there are times we're able to say, hey, we have to do this now. You guys are just going to have to trust me. And then there's times that we can say, hey, we'll get some feedback. You guys let us know what you think. But in those cases, because we've been close and we've communicated and we know each other's style, we're able to get a lot done. Mm.
You know, I read a book, and it's been many years ago. It was called The Speed of Trust by Stephen M.R. Covey, so Stephen Covey's son. And it was kind of adjacent to this concept was, we can do things a lot faster if I trust you. If I have that trust and I have built that trust, then I'm not going to be checking. You're not going to be checking my work. We're going to trust that we're both doing the things. And that just further reiterates the fact that you got to know people in order to trust them.
Yeah, you do. And you have to know what gets that person fired up.
Right.
What gets them moving. Because at the moment that you need that, whether that's good or bad, you know, I say all the time, you can learn as much from bad situations as you can good situations.
Yeah.
But you learn how that person's going to react. But that's every day that you interact. You pay attention to how do they react? Because when that moment comes, I need to know. Mm-hmm. I've got 9 different direct reports. I need to know how each one of them want to be communicated with, how they hear things. Because in that moment, we don't have time to stop and figure that out. So you've got to put the work in. It's very time consuming.
Sure.
My wife, Michelle, will tell you it's very time consuming. I got home last night. She's like, oh, you're home early. It was 6:30. You know, it's like, that's part of the job in an understanding. And over the years, that has stuck with me. But it does take a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of focus to be able to say, I'm going to do that. Because when it's time, we got to be able to move.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Do you have another recommendation?
4 books.
Yes.
So I don't know the author. There's one called The Culture Code.
Oh, yeah.
And it talks a lot about trust.
Okay.
And building trust. And the reason that I like the book is it reinforced some of the things that I really felt like I was trying as a manager to do. And so reading that book really kind of, at the moment I was reading it, I was kind of questioning, hey, am I doing things the right? And it was like, oh, okay. You know, this talks about how to build trust, how to build that culture, how to get to that moment where you want to do something, you need to do something, and that trust is there.
Good. Thank you. All right. Are you ready?
And I don't read a lot, by the way. Oh, okay. So my wife doesn't call me out when she hears this. I listen to books.
Well, you know, I think listening is just the same as reading. I will not say that is cheating. I listen to a lot of books as well. I think that's
cheat every time I listen.
There you go. All right. Are you ready for my favorite part of the podcast?
Sure.
All right. 60 seconds, rapid fire questions. Your job is to make me run out of questions. Oh, don't overthink him.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Do you know who you're talking to?
You get one pass. You ready?
Sure.
If you could time travel, would you go to the future or to the past?
Go to the past.
What words of wisdom would you pass down to your younger self?
Pass.
What's your guilty go-to pleasure?
Oh, baked goods, any of them.
How would you title this chapter of your life?
Pass.
How do you overcome personal setbacks?
Work.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, goodness. I've got a lot of favorite movies. I'll say Shawshank Redemption.
What's your favorite animal?
Oh, I don't have one.
If you could be any Marvel character, what Marvel character would you be?
Oh, I'd be Iron Man. No question. I want to fly.
What's the best advice someone has ever given to you?
My boss, do the hard stuff, and that applies to family, that applies to work, wherever.
You know, and that is great advice to end on. All right, your job now is to give parting advice to managers. What's the best advice you can give to a manager?
The best advice I can give a manager is be about the people.
Hmm.
The process is great. I say it all the time, you can teach somebody skills. You can't teach a person personality. You can't teach them interaction. You can, but you can tell when people genuinely care about people. I'll teach you everything else. I've had a philosophy for a long time that if you've got transferable skills, you can do anything. So I've put people in situations they don't have the technical skills, but they have the skills necessary to communicate, organize, and develop a process that helps people do their jobs better. That's what I would say is be about the people.
Well, that is great advice, David. Thank you for being this week's guest.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Thanks for listening to the Management Minute. We hope you enjoyed this week's interview. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend or colleague. If you have suggestions for future guests, please send me their contact information to donita.brown@lipscomb.edu. You can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
This podcast is powered by the College of Business Content Creation Studio at Lipscomb University.